Continue.
אנחנו עוברים לעמוד 323 בספר פסח, מאמר גלות למה ולמצרים למה. המאמר נמצא גם בזוהר לעם.
Why exile and why to Egypt?
שוב, עמוד 323 בספר פסח, גלות למה ולמצרים למה.
Why exile and why to Egypt?
This is the book of Zohar. All right.
246. Why did the Creator wish to bring Israel down to exile in Egypt? Why the exile? And why specifically in Egypt? 247. It is written, 60 are queens, and 80 concubines, and maidens without number. 60 is Malchut, the mighty ones above, from the side of Gvurah, that clings to carvings, meaning to the externality of the holy Chaya of Israel, which is Malchut. This is why they are named after her 60 queens, Malchut. Those are angels appointed over the nations. 80 maidservants are the angels appointed by the carvings of Malchut, beneath the 60 queens. This is why they are called maidservants and not queens. And maidens without number, as it is written, is there any number of his armies? And yet it is written, my dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one to her mother. This is the old holy divinity that comes out of 12 lights, and she is the radiance that shines for all. This is why she is called Mother, Ema, as it is written, she is the only one to her mother. 248. The Creator acted similarly in the land. He threw all the nations to all sides and established appointees over them, as it is written, which the Lord your God has allotted unto all the peoples. And the Creator took the assembly of Israel into his lot, as it is written, for the portion of the Lord is his people, Yaakov, the lot of his inheritance. He called it, my dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one to her mother. This is the divinity of his honor, which he established between them, and she is one and dedicated to him. The daughter saw her and called her happy, as it is written, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Malchut, maidservants, and will praise her, are the ministers of the people over whom they were appointed. 249. The world was created in 10 utterances, but when you look, they are only 3 that the world was created in, Chochmah, Tfunah, and Da'at. And the world was created only for Israel. When the Creator wished to sustain the world, he acted for Abraham in Chochmah, for Isaac in Tfunah, and for Jacob in Da'at. This is considered, and by knowledge are the chambers filled. This means that Chagat, which are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have risen and became Chabad. And at that time, the whole world was improved. And when 12 tribes were born to Jacob, 12 boundaries of the diagonal, everything improved in this world, similar to Atzilut above. 250. And when the Creator saw the great joy of this world, when it improved to being as above, he said, let not the 12 tribes mingle with the rest of the nations, leaving a blemish in all the worlds. What did the Creator do? He shook all of them to and fro, until they went down to Egypt, to dwell in their abodes inside the obstinate nation, which despises their conducts and degrades them by not marrying with them or mingling with them, and by considering them slaves. The males were loathsome of them, and the females were loathsome of them, until everything was bettered by the holy seed without mingling with strangers. In the meantime, the iniquity of the nations was completed, as it was said, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full, so when they come out, they will come out holy, as it is written, the tribes of the Lord as a testimony unto Israel. This settles the two questions that he asked. Why were Israel exiled? and why specifically to Egypt? For fear that they would mingle the tribes with the rest of the nations, who appreciated Israel, he exiled them to Egypt, who were proud and despised and loathed Israel. And they were there until the iniquity of the Amorites was full, and they came to their own land, for there was no longer fear of mingling with the rest of the nations.
During the descent, the exile, the feeling of exile, we feel how distant we are, more and more and more from holiness, from in order to bestow, from the greatness of the Creator. And this is deliberate, so that we feel the exile in its true form, and only then we'll be able to emerge. So the exile ends in a state where we simply cannot do anything. There is no hope whatsoever. There is nothing which can support us, but just that little bit of connection that we've attained between us, only that holds us. That's the end of the exile, the darkness of Egypt. Let's continue with the next article. Exile and Redemption.
שוב עמוד 32, מאמר הגלות והגאולה. ההרמוניה בין הדת לחוק ההתפתחות או
harmony between the development of religion and blind faith. Those foreigners you will not touch, and what is fashionable you will not consider fashionable, and you will not say you should be as the nations and intermix with them. The Creator will show us that there is no existence for Israel in exile, and they will find no respite, and they will not be as other nations who found comfort by mingling with other nations. We see
that in the development of thousands of years, there are some people, they're more advanced, they're closer to spirituality, and they try to somehow touch the spirituality and progress, and they attain something, then they go. There are a lot of people in this, but after that we'll see, see the truth, that we will see that all of us are actually, I'm talking about all of the world, billions of people, everybody is really dealing with the work of the Lord, but doing it in a concealed way, from the people themselves, but everyone is working for the Lord, for God. Nobody's really living a pure beastly life, but they are actually using the spiritual laws sort of instinctively. Naturally, by themselves. That there are some people that are actually keeping laws. They're actually thinking that they are they're talking about their businesses, to actually calm down their laziness, their desire to succeed. That's not true. I'm just lying to them, because they can't really progress to working in order to bestow, even just by a little bit. And so, therefore, they give them to deal with the will to receive. The main thing is that they just are busy. And whilst they're actually working with the will to receive, they're actually, the main neshama is actually then directed to correction. Therefore, In all, we need to see the opportunity that's been given to us in order that we will not actually deal with lying, that we should actually just deal with, we should, that our will to receive is actually the landlord. Like, we're not even aware that the Paro is really the evil king. No, he's a good king. Why is the difference? Were there 7 years of fulfillment? No, because he was paying us well. We do our work. He pays for everything. And it's really well, okay. We don't think about... We actually just think about the reward. As the more the reward, then the better. All the world does that, right? And even the children of Israel, as written in the Torah, they also do that. Even though they are going towards connection between them, and they are learning about the laws of spirituality, of the spiritual world, but meanwhile, that's in order for them to benefit, to do contentment, give contentment to Pharaoh, and then afterward that changes. So first we thought that it's good for us that way, everything's successful, everything's great, and it's giving us a great reward even in this world, and it promises the next world.
And then it's ruined. A new king is in Egypt. In what way? We start seeing that it doesn't satisfy us. It's not right. What do I get from doing it? I'm going into despair like the whole world today. Half of the world is sitting and taking pills against depression, etc. And everything is corrupting on purpose, because the engine is running and we're starting to think, what's the purpose of life, the essence of life, what do you live for, etc. And that, from that you begin to have a new stage, a new question. What for? Why? What should we do with it? Not content. The children of Israel sighed because of the work. We used to think everything's going to be okay. Building, doing. We no longer want to get married, to bring children. Nothing. We don't want anything in this world. And this is how, well, in short, everything is being corrupted. And this is being corrupted in our eyes, but in the eyes of the Kabbalists, the way they see it, it's the opposite. They're happy. And they see that the world is advancing in a nice and good way. As Baal HaSulam says, I am happy because evil things are being revealed. Because the evil things that are in us, meaning all the qualities we have to correct in order to reach the final correction, when they're not being revealed, we cannot correct them. But as I see them being revealed, and I see the world through my new perception in an unpleasant, bad way, etc., that's actually the sign for advancement. And it's too bad that we don't know how to cope here with what's going on. Because if this happens individually to a person, he wants to leave. He thinks the wisdom of Kabbalah brought me to a state of despair, of helplessness. What should I do here? I'm only ruining my life. And then he runs away. Because he's better off if I spare the blows, if I just sit before my TV at home every evening, in the morning I can sleep
And the main thing is not to suffer. And here we have to make this calculation. As the Torah writes for us, advancement, coming closer to redemption, is in truth accompanied by many unpleasant states. It depends what you mean when you say unpleasant. Beforehand, we talked about the greatness of the Creator between us, or in our eyes. So, the greatness of the Creator in our eyes can really cover all we have in a way that's revealed. All the unpleasant things, all the unclear, the difficult, the perplexing things that appear, whatever. In general, the greatness of the Creator covers it all up. And then, you shift from being under the control of Pharaoh to under the control of the Creator. It all depends on the importance, to what extent they are in, which one is more important, one with respect to the other. Okay, this is clear? Yes, lady.
Shalom.
Hello.
Well,
I was with family over Passover, and I felt like an alien there. I felt a huge separation.
Why? What, the Haggadah in the kibbutz is different?
It's a different Haggadah than the usual one. The regular.
Really? Bring it over.
I'll bring it.
No, it's interesting. Yes?
But I felt...
Maybe actually it's the opposite. Maybe there we can see it in a more clear way, what we're talking about. No?
They didn't have an inkling as to what they're talking about.
That's something else.
They know that I study Kabbalah, my partner studies Kabbalah. It didn't interest them, they didn't want to hear about it. And also I didn't offer, it didn't seem appropriate.
Yes.
But I felt, well, at some point in the past, I connected somehow, but now it's a huge gap.
So take some 4 more glasses of wine, and that's it.
The question is, how can I, all right, to drink more wine and not care about it, or how can we overcome, cross this barrier?
Okay. It's not the first time I hear this question from you, and I also have this question for quite a few years. Well, more and more and more explanation, and wait. It's not that you're waiting, doing nothing. Rather, every time you explain it in a new way and you continue and you're waiting for the world to change, it's changing very quickly and it's coming a bit closer to what we are talking about. And here, too, there's a period of darkness before the revelation. That's why we don't really see it. But in truth, it will be okay.
So what we did is just to maintain the intention for the correct connection of the 10. That's what we did all the time.
Yes, that's quite some work.
So I have some more questions, can I?
Yes.
What is a masach screen? Is it the cry to the Creator? Is it the intention? Is it the change of nature which the Creator grants the person, or everything together?
A masach, a screen, is the if you're saying something, say it so I can hear. I can't hear you. What is it? Dimmer? Regulator? Well, in short, it can be something that constantly regulates my attitude from in order to bestow as much as I can add the will to receive to the intention to bestow. That's the masach.
And that's what we get when...
That's what we should activate. And so we can regulate the connection with will to receive with the intention in order to bestow from now on until the final correction, to constantly work with the masach.
Okay, but we receive it only after we come to a certain portion.
Yes, of course.
Okay, last question.
Okay, I know this lady. Yeah.
It just accumulates, you know.
Come on.
I heard you say that we leave Egypt in haste. It comes quickly and goes quickly.
Well, yes, you can say so.
So when do we come to persistent adhesion?
What are you talking about?
Is that the end of correction?
Yeah, of course. Persistent adhesion means that I don't have any desire which is wrapped with the intention in order to bestow to the extent that it's in me. Bestowing in order to bestow and receiving in order to bestow. Meaning I've corrected all my desires in order to bestow. That's the final correction. And all that may only be under the condition that I'm attached to everyone. And I'm serving everyone. I'm there for everyone. As to me. Because I'm one point in this system of Adam Rishon. And from my point, I must connect the entire system, all the souls through me to the Creator.
A Kabbalist, is he in a constant adhesion but partial to some extent, or what?
No, there is no constant adhesion. Well, you can say it's constant because if I'm in spirituality, then I'm always in bestowing in order to bestow, and I'm only adding the receiving in order to bestow, the degree of Bina and above it, the degree of Keter. Maybe that's what you're talking about.
So I'm asking if a Kabbalist who passed the Machsom and rose another degree...
Otherwise he's not a Kabbalist.
Yes, so a Kabbalist. Is he constantly in the spiritual world? Can he always bestow or not?
No.
So he has to...
He falls... you know, to Rabbi Shimon from the market. He falls, he becomes a beast, but... Nonetheless, there too he feels he's a beast. Like Baal Shem Tov, he forgot the letters. That's something special.
Thank you.
Very, very... puts you to sleep. I don't know how to call it.
And then he needs to do all of the work again in order to ascend again.
It's not all the work. He does that easily. Well, not easily, but quickly. Don't worry about it. That's everything in due time. Well, I guess this is the last question.
Good evening. I want to talk about what you said before, the world being in despair.
Mm-hmm.
I have an 18-year-old son who's excelling in his studies, he has friends.
You have 30 seconds.
Every day he comes and tells me, I don't understand what's the point, the meaning of this life. I'm in despair. I don't know why I was born.
That's why he's so good. It's excellent.
When I come to explain to him that there is a sublime goal to life, his ears are blocked, he doesn't want to listen.
Why are you talking to him about the Creator? Talk about nature, what he understands, what's close to him. Well, why are you trying to convert him, to bring him to religion or some imaginations? He's right. You're not such a good mother.
But why does the Creator bring a person to a complete despair from his own abilities? He wants to know what the point of life is, but the point in the heart isn't working.
He made a mistake. Well, can't you see that that's the way it has to be? That's the path. I can't explain this to you. All the failures, all the problems, everything that humanity has personally, Without that, we won't be able to solve the big problem for everyone. How can we reach the general connection to one's soul? But you have to explain this to a child in the right way. Instead of you, I wouldn't open my mouth. There are books, there are many books that are closer to him, for sure. So you must not do that. You're really bringing further away. Okay, in 1 minute, we're going to move on. We're going to leave the TV channel. We have to close. Come on, quickly.
Good evening, Rav. I'm Tamar from the Zichron Group. I want to ask you about what I've heard many times, this idea of being beyond bodies, beyond faces, being just in the sensation of the point in the heart.
Yes.
I want to ask you if it's possible through connection and bestowal to see the bodies, to see the faces, to hold hands and dance and also be connected to the body during this connection.
Yes, yes, you can do both together.
No.
Well,
sorry, I just had to. I'll make it short. Baal Sulam said, don't say carved on the charut on the tablets, but chirut, freedom from the angel of death. So
yes.
I wanted to ask, how on the path, if you haven't gotten there, I haven't gotten there yet, how is it possible to get to that sensation of eternality?
You can't do it if you're not in the end. And
with that, we will conclude. Thank you, all viewers on television. Have a good evening.